Hello, good morning and welcome to the Finance Show here on tiptv.co.uk. It is Friday the 25th of November, just after 10 a.m, and we're looking at what is going on in the markets. Starting off with the most popular in business and finance, Black Friday 2016. This new type of phenomenon, which I think has started just in the last 2 or 3 years, really, in earnest. UK consumers to spend record-breaking 1.3 billion in online shopping. Interactive Media and Retail Group, UK's industry association retailers, has forecast that 1.27 billion will be spent this Black Friday, a 16% rise over last year. The association expects a total of 6.77 billion to be spent on e-tailers between the 21st and 28th of November, the Black Friday peak period, and that's from the IB Times. And then top economists are accused of Brexit doom-mongering after claiming today's living standards are worst since 1920. I can't remember that people in 1920 were able to fly around relatively cheaply and have mobile phones and computers, but clearly we are in a worse state than that now, according to The Economist. Director for the Institute of Fiscal Studies slammed for his comments. Mr. Johnson spoke out in favour of Remain for the EU referendum. And that's from the Daily Mail, which is probably where you'd expect the story to come from as well. On the economic calendar, the CBI retailing reported sales, and in the US, advanced goods trade balance, so nothing too spectacular in the diary there. Looking at commentary from Nicole Elliott from the Investors Chronicle, ECB Vice President Vitor Constancio yesterday presented the latest financial stability report, warning that big market moves after Donald Trump's election win have exacerbated the significant vulnerabilities in the European banking sector. This risk has been present for quite some time, but has been aggravated recently, in particular after the US elections. Interesting that he's saying that even though nothing's actually happened yet. But it's a good excuse, I suppose. Japan's inflation data today nowhere near PM Abe's targets. Nationwide CPI in the year to October, excluding fresh food, the government's favoured measure, fell yet again by 0.4%, as it did in Tokyo in the year to November. Remember, we were talking about the excitement regarding Donald Trump's arrival equal to the excitement regarding Prime Minister Abe's a few years back, and that didn't neither, well, Abe did not deliver the reflation the market was expecting, so maybe we should consider that. As far as sentiment from around our clients is concerned, we have the gold ratio backing off a bit from 80% to 75% today. Gold still in the doldrums, but bounced a little bit this morning up towards 1190 from below 1180 at worst over the last 24 hours. Euro dollar still holding steady at 65%, so clients of Oanda are looking to buy the dip there, and that has bounced slightly from towards 105. Going down the table, got dollar yen, where it's actually slipped now, which is interesting. They were going less long of that over the week, and dollar yen has fallen back towards 113 from a peak above 113.50. Moving along to the Tip TV trade of the day, where it's BP in focus, weekly chart bearish price and RSI divergence and rejection at the trend line. Sell around £4.56, objective £4.32, stops above £4.70 on that. Broker recommendations for UK stock. There's only one company here which I picked out, Anglo American. The share is currently at £12.37, and just to show you how useful broker forecasts are, you can basically take your own, take your pick of what they have at the moment. Anglo American, according to Credit Suisse, neutral with a £13 target, which at least is relatively near to where we are now. Anglo American with HSBC, they've got an £11 target, but if you're a bear of Anglo's, Liberum Capital is your preferred choice, presumably, where they sell. And they're looking for the shares to halve, which is a punchy call, but considering the recent weakness in metals prices, maybe that will work. That's it for the initial part of the finance show here. Join us again after the break for Mark Oswald.